Chapter 2. My last name is Weathers. My brother Antonio's last name is Driver. Since we have different fathers, it's no surprise that we don't look alike. I'm 6'2", long-armed, skinny, have light brown hair and a little peach fuzz on my face. Antonio is 4 inches shorter but 15 pounds heavier, has dark hair and eyes, is thick through the chest, and could grow a beard in a week. It's not just looks. Our personalities are different, too. My stutter makes people uncomfortable, and that makes me uncomfortable. Antonio's the guy who lights up a room when he walks in. Partly it's because he's fast and funny with words. But it's more than that. It's as if he got an extra dose of life, so people want to be near him, talk to him, hear him talk. It's baseball that has held us together. I pitch, he plays shortstop. Half brothers, but full teammates. We've both always known that our mom isn't like most moms. Her last name is Medina, which makes it seem as though she's not related to either of us. She smokes a pack a day, except for when she's quitting. She has tattoos of barbed wire on her arms and neck, and her hair always has purple or green streaks. Antonio once asked her to wear a long-sleeved, high-neck shirt to back-to-school night to cover up her tattoos. "You got the mom you got," she said. "Get used to it." When we were in middle school, some high school kids started hassling Antonio and me as we walked home. "You know why you've got different last names, don't you?" a wiry-haired kid called out. I looked over, not getting it, but Antonio understood. It doesn't matter whether it's on the street or in the classroom. He always understands before I do. "Shut up," he shouted. "You do know, don't you?" the kid said, pointing at him and grinning. "But Laz there doesn't, because he's stupid. Isn't that right, Laz? Moments like that are the worst for me. When I really want to say something, I can't. Antonio jumped in. "I said shut up." The kid kept his eyes trained on me. "It's because your mom's a slut. You do know what that means, don't you? Or do I need to explain it to you?" I'm older by 18 months, so it should have been me who went first, but it was Antonio. He flew at them, fists windmilling. I followed. We took some punches and got some cuts and bruises, but we gave out punishment too. I must have caught one of those guys solid, because my right hand hurt for 2 days. When Mom saw our bloodied faces, she was mad.
"What do you mean you had to fight?" she barked at Antonio.
"They said stuff about you."
"What did they say about me?"
"Stuff," Antonio repeated. Their eyes locked, and Mom went quiet. Then she took a deep breath and exhaled.
"All right. If you had to, you had to. Just don't be out there looking for trouble. You hear me?"